听力课堂，听 class.com。
Step by step, book 3, unit 48, education 3, lesson 95, part 1, warming up exercises. Spatial relations, a university campus.You are going to hear some information about the layout of a university campus. Listen carefully. Write down the names of different places in the right positions on the map. Look at the map. At the bottom of the page, find the gate. Now, locate the administration building. It is between the river and the lake, close to the main road. The building behind the administration is the auditorium.Where is the library? It's on the right-hand side of the main road, close to the river. Across the main road from the library, the building by the river is the education department.The first building on the left-hand side of the main road is the geography department. The philosophy department is between the education and the geography.The building at the end of the main road is the mathematics department. On its left is the physics department, and on its right, near the lake, is the chemistry department.Another building behind the lake is the clinic. The Chinese department is facing the lake, across the main road.The building between the Chinese department and the river is the Foreign Languages department. The History department is the first building on the right of the main road.Next to the history department is the psychology department. And last, the sports ground is behind the education, philosophy, and geography departments.
Applying for a university. Good morning. Have a seat.
Good morning. Thank you.
I have your application here somewhere. Yes, here it is. Your name is Robert Martin, right?
That's right, sir.
And you hope to enter our university next fall?
Yes, sir, if I can make it.
Fine, Bob. I noticed that you finished high school a year ago. Why didn't you enter college that year?
Well, I have a sister in college now, and there's another one who'll be going next year. So I had to earn a little money to help pay my way.
Good. It sounds as if you're a pretty responsible fellow. I see that you attended two grade schools.
Yes, sir. My first 6 years, I went to a public school in my hometown. Then I went to a military school for 2 years.
And came back to your hometown for high school.
That's right, sir.
I see. I don't find a transcript among your papers. Do you have one?
I'm not sure I know what that is.
Oh, that's a list of your grades.
Oh, yes. That's in the mail now.
All right. How were your grades?
Well, pretty good until my second year in high school. Then I guess I got a little too interested in sports. But I know I'll work hard in college.
What do you want to major in?
I want to major in biology. That was my best subject in high school. I'm really interested in it.
That sounds fine, Bob. Have you discussed this with your teachers and your parents?
Oh, sure. My science teacher thinks that's just what I ought to go into. And my parents say I should make my own choice.
Did you have some math and other science courses in high school?
Everything they offered. And I did some extra work for my teacher, too.
Well, Bob, you should get along all right here. But it's hard to keep up with both sports and studies.
Yes, sir, I know.
Fine. I'll hold your application until we get the transcript. When we've seen it, we'll let you know. Probably in about 2 weeks.
Thank you very much, sir.
By the way, what did your guidance counselor tell you?
He told me I had a real knack for scientific things. I know I do, too. I've been fascinated with science since I was a child.
An interest of that kind really signifies something. Well, good luck, Bob.
Thank you, sir. Goodbye.
Exercise 1. Fill in the application form with the information you hear on the tape. Exercise 2. Answer the questions you hear on the tape. Why does the interviewer say, "It sounds as if you're a pretty responsible fellow"? Does the applicant have a transcript? Where is it now? Is it useful in some way? According to the applicant, how were his grades? What was his best subject in high school? Is he really interested in it? Has the applicant discussed the matter with his teachers and parents? What were their opinions? What did the interviewer say about sports and studies?
Part 3.
Remarks on Modern Education.
Education has acquired a kind of snob value in modern times. We are no longer content to be honest craftsmen, skilled at our work through years of patient practice. Nowadays, if we want to get a decent job, we have to have a piece of paper. If we want to get promotion in even the humblest job, we have to obtain a certificate or a diploma first. We may know that we would be better at the job than the man with the paper qualifications, but our experience and practical skills are regarded as relatively unimportant. Johnson would have been manager by now if he'd taken the trouble to get a degree, his colleagues say. He's a clever man. He could have done anything if he'd had a proper education. I wonder if, as time goes on, we shall discover that many people whose practical experience and ability would have been enormously useful to their employers have been rejected on the grounds that they are insufficiently qualified. Would it not be better to allow people to become expert in the way most suited to them, rather than oblige them to follow a set course of instruction which may offer no opportunity for them to develop skills in which they would have become expert if left to themselves.
Exercise 1. Complete the statements with the information you hear on the tape. Exercise 2. Which of the statements in Exercise 1 are major points? Which are supporting ideas and facts? Write the statement numbers in the right place.